Guitarist J.C. Styles getting us off to a warm start tonight with a little Wayne Shorter music. That's United. It's from J.C. Styles' recent CD called Blakey Grease. J.C. Styles with Troy Roberts on tenor, David Lee Jones on alto, Kyle Curler on the B3, and Lawrence Leathers on drums. And I'm Rich Tozier. The name of the show is Jazz Tonight. It's a program that comes along every week at this time on the radio, Sunday nights from 9 to midnight. And it can be heard streaming Friday nights at 8 p.m. on our website at mpbn.net. We have a lot of music lined up tonight. In the second hour, we'll be getting to the focus of the show, saxophonist Lester Young, in collaborations with some of the pianists he worked with on the Verve label, including Teddy Wilson, John Lewis, Nat Cole, and Oscar Peterson. So I hope you can stick around for that. We'll hear a lot of Lester Young in the second hour, and quite a few other things as well. Before we go too far along, though, I'd just like to point out that Jazz Tonight is made possible by Maine Antiquarian Booksellers Association, 54 member businesses offering antiquarian, used, and rare books throughout the state, and online at mainebooksellers.org. And Lenny Sharon of Sharon and Milton, with 45 years of experience in criminal defense and family law throughout the tri-state area.
The street of sorrow, the boulevard of broken dreams, where gigolo and gigolette can take a kiss without regret, so they forget their broken dreams. You laugh tonight and cry tomorrow, when you behold your shattered dreams, and gigolo and gigolette awake to find their eyes are wet with tears that tell of broken dreams. Here is where you'll always find me, always walking up and down. Soul behind me in an old cathedral town. Oh, the joy that you find here, you borrow for you cannot keep it long, it seems. And gigolo and gigolette can sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken Bye.
go.
Dinah Washington from a compilation of her tunes put together by Abby Lincoln. Came out on the Verve label. Ultimate was the collection. Tunes which Abby Lincoln thought best represented Dinah Washington. From what I gather, she made a pretty good choice. Just before that, something new from a group called Pearl Django. This is the second CD we've gotten from them over the years. We heard a medley of Black Orpheus and Manja de Carnaval. I know those tunes have been heard many times, but they certainly do a good job on them. And we started off with something also new from Haley Lauren, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, from her CD, Butterfly Blue. Good evening, I'm Rich Tozier. It's Jazz Tonight on this Sunday night. Hope you're enjoying what you've heard so far, if you've been with us for a while, and that you can stick around. If you haven't, coming up in the next hour, we'll be listening to music of Lester Young with various pianists. MBBN.net offers classical music programming 24 hours a day, whenever you want, wherever you want. To hear it, all you do is visit MBBN.net and click on the Listen Now button at the top of the page. Our on-air programming stream is also there. If a radio doesn't happen to be handy or If our signal isn't quite reaching you, listen live for classical music or our on-air programming 24 hours a day. Just click on Listen Live. It's at the top of the page at mpbn.net. And we should also mention that also on that page is audio on demand, and we have several back editions of this program, Jazz Tonight, if you want to check them out. I think they liked it. Well, indeed they did. That was Duke Ellington and his orchestra with Johnny Hodges on the alto saxophone, Jeep's Blues, from A Night That Made History, July 7th, 1956. A night which transformed Ellington's career. It really arguably saved his career. Not only that performance, but the historic diminuendo and crescendo in blue, which featured a lengthy tenor solo by Paul Gonzalez. Duke Ellington, if you saw the movie American Hustle, you realize what an important role that that particular track played in that movie. Just before that, another tune associated with Duke Ellington and a movie, I'm Gonna Go Fishing, performance there by trumpeter Carmel Jones. The tune originally appeared in Anatomy of a Murder, and it had another title. I don't know what it is offhand, but Peggy Lee put lyrics to it and had a minor hit with it as I'm Gonna Go Fishing. Carmel Jones with Harold Land on the tenor, Frank Strazzeri on piano, Gary Peacock on bass, Leon Pettis on drums. I have it here in a Mosaic reissue. And we started off with the Tom Luther Quintet. Tom Luther is a pianist and composer and leads this terrific quintet. This was recorded in the MPBN studio not too long ago. The CD is called Necessity, the Tom Luther Quintet. And we heard Approaching Autumn. I know it's kind of early for that, but it's a good recording. Mike Whitehead on the trumpet and flugelhorn. Gideon Forbes on alto and tenor on that date. His brother Jacob on Jacob Forbes on drums. The Forbes brothers, by the way, were in the studio recently to record a trio, their trio, Pigby, which we will hear in a few weeks on this program. Tom Luther on piano, Dwayne Edwards on bass. And that has brought us almost to the end of this first hour of Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. Speaking of trumpeter Mike Whitehead, he conducts a monthly jazz jam at the Highlands. That's in Thomaston, Sunday afternoons at 1:30. I'm not quite sure. It starts at 1 o'clock, rather. And I'm not quite sure which Sunday it will occur this month. But anyway, you might want to check it out. Coming up tomorrow, that is Monday, June 8th, at the Press Room in Portsmouth, guitarist Ken Orme's trio with Papa Duke Norman on keyboards and Steve Langoni on drums will be performing. That's from 8 to 11. On Wednesday the 10th, at One Longfellow Square in Portland, starting at 8, there'll be a jazz workshop. The Jazz Workshop is a group which was put together by John Clark, and they will be performing music by Monk, Mingus, and various Blue Note artists. That's at One Longfellow Square this coming Wednesday, June 10th at 8 o'clock down in Portland. The night after that, on the 11th, there'll be two shows performed at that same site by Django Agogo, featuring guitarist Stefan Rembel and his band, music of Django Reinhardt and many originals. On Sunday, June 14th at the Press Room in Portsmouth at 6 p.m., Dave Seiler will conduct the direct the Seacoast Big Band. On Thursday, June 18th, I'm getting a little bit ahead here, but back to One Longfellow Square in Portland, the Portland Jazz Orchestra will be doing its monthly gig. That's an 18-piece jazz ensemble directed by Dr. Chris Oberholzer, and I've been told by one of the members of the band that that performance that night will be recorded and eventually released on a CD. Coming up on Friday, June 19th at Port City Music Hall in Portland, the Fog Cutters will be performing from 8 p.m. until 11:55 p.m., and let me see if I have anything else here. Well, I won't get too far ahead. I will go up to Saturday, June 20th. The Down East Jazz Trio with Alice French and pianist Frank Friedenberg of Stu Ben, bassist John Gallagher of East Blue Hill, and percussionist Andrew Clifford of Bangor will be performing at the Henry D. Moore Library and Community Center in Stu Ben, Maine, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Many of these events are listed on our community calendar at mpbn.net, and if you are putting on an event, you are certainly invited to take advantage of that. Go to mpbn.net, community calendar, and click on Submit Event.
MPBN is celebrating music on public radio all this month thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Veryl Dana, and listeners like you. Welcome to our Music That Moves Me audio diaries.
I'm Alice, and I live in West Falmouth. My mother was a very good mother. She put her children first. The kids in the family, we all were devoted to her, but we also expected a lot of her. And I think the first time we really realized, you know, Mom had a separate side to her, was when she came home with this doggone big, giant, old piano that looked like something from a bordello. Carmen was the one that sent me to flights of fancy. And I just remember falling asleep and Mom playing, I mean, very loudly. Who's that woman on that piano? And I mean, people would actually come from the neighborhood and ask, who's staying at your house? We go, nobody, that's my mom. And her name is Charlie. And they go, that's Charlie? So when she got on that piano, she was letting fly like she probably hadn't for a very long time. And I think being selfish kids and selfish teenagers, you don't think about your parents as needing anything but to do things for you. And I mean, I think that really is the first time I realized, hey, you know, my mom, she's more than just a taxi to ballet class. After dishes were done on a normal evening, Mom usually had a bit of time to herself. And anytime she had more than 10 or 15 minutes, she headed for that screened-in porch. The porch was, you know, something people put their fishing gear on when they went fishing, and their golf clubs maybe if they went golf clubs. So, I mean, it wasn't a nice room. And Mom played right in the middle of a bunch of stacks of Life magazines. But by bedtime, I was the youngest. Mom would never be finished playing, so I would just take myself up to bed, and when Mom pounded out the notes, I could see the gypsies in the camp, and falling asleep to that was just one of my best childhood memories. I'm Alice, and I live in West Falmouth, and this is Music That Moves Me.
Have your own musical memory to share, or perhaps an unused musical instrument to donate to our June instrument drive? Go to mpbn.net for all the details. Thank you.
Stay with us. There's more Jazz Tonight coming up. In the next hour, music of Lester Young with various jazz piano giants. Because of your financial support, Jazz Tonight happens with help from Old Professor's Bookshop, a Harvard Square bookshop in Belfast, Maine. New, used, and rare books. 6 days, 10 to 5. Fridays, 10 to 9. This is listener-supported WMEH Bangor, 90.9, WMEA Portland, 90.1, WMEP Camden, 90.5, WMEM Presque Isle, 106.1, WMED Calais, 89.7, WMEW Waterville, 91.3, WMEF Fort Kent, 106.5. I'm Rich Tozier.
Thank you.
From January of 1956, that's the Lester Young Teddy Wilson Quartet, old friends getting back together. Lester Young on the tenor sax, Teddy Wilson on piano, Gene Ramey on bass, Joe Jones on drums. Those players go back, would have gone back a long ways, even by that time, by 1956. We're listening to Lester Young tonight in collaboration with many great sidemen, but tonight the emphasis is on the piano players. We'll hear Lester Young with Teddy Wilson, John Lewis, Oscar Peterson, Nat Cole, and Hank Jones tonight, especially in this hour. We might even spill a little bit over into the next hour. So welcome back to hour number two of Jazz Tonight. If you just joined us, I'm Rich Tozier, and that's the name of the program. It comes along every Sunday night from 9 to midnight on MPB and radio, and it streams every Friday night from 8 to 11 on mpbn.net. And on that same website, you can find several back issues of the program. Well, let's let the music do the talking. I'm going back another 10 years to 1946, and here is Lester Young with Nat King Cole on piano, Buddy Rich on drums, recorded out in Los Angeles. Thank you. That's Lester Young in a quartet with Ray Brown on bass, Buddy Rich on drums, Young Man on drums, March of 1950, recorded in New York. And that pianist was Hank Jones, Up and Adam, a tune which Lester Young wrote. We started off that set with Lester Young and Nat Cole from 1946. Buddy Rich was also on that session. We heard I Want to Be Happy, and right after that, back to Lester Young, the Lester Young Teddy Wilson Quartet from 1956, Love Me or Leave Me. And then the Hank Jones. The only other pianist we haven't heard him with tonight is John Lewis, and we'll be getting to him shortly. It's Jazz Tonight. Tonight we're focusing on Lester Young and some of the recordings he made with various pianists for Norman Grant's labels in the 40s and 50s. Old cars don't have to die or even fade away. They can live on, helping to keep your valued public radio service, MPBN, alive and well. Here's how it works. Once you've decided it's time to separate and move on with that specific car relationship, give the Car Talk car donation program a call. Your car will be towed away for free, and the proceeds will benefit MPBN Radio, and you'll get a tax deduction. For more information about this, visit mpbn.net and click on the Car Talk Vehicle Donation button. It's in the top left corner, and thanks. Lester Young with Nat Cole. Nat Cole, before he took up singing seriously, had a very good, still has a good reputation as one of the innovative pianists, one of the innovative 1940s jazz pianists, and was well on his way in that career, and then success loomed in the form of croonerdom, and, well, the rest is history, but Nat Cole was certainly a great pianist by any standard. Here he is with Lester Young, part of Lester Young's trio from 1946, Back to the Land. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lester Young from 1955 with Oscar Peterson in the piano chair. Red Boy Blues, which was written by Lester. Harry Edison, Harry Sweets Edison on the trumpet, that lovely muted sound of his. Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass. Buddy Rich was the drummer. Just before that, we heard the Lester Young, Teddy Wilson Quartet, Our Love Is Here to Stay. Before that, we heard John Lewis as the pianist, In September in the Rain, and we started off that set with Lester Young, with Nat King Cole as part of his trio, Back to the Land. It's Jazz Tonight. We're listening to music of Lester Young tonight. Lester Young with various pianists is the focus of this hour. I hope you're enjoying it. You can never seem to hear enough Lester Young. He had such a big influence on so many tenor saxophonists. You could do a college seminar class on the influence of Lester Young. Well, that said, let's get back to Lester and Nat King Cole and The Man I Love. ¶¶
Thank you. Thank you.
Lester Young, Music in the Hands of Masters. That was recorded in 1956 with people who knew what they were doing. Teddy Wilson on piano, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Freddie Green on guitar, Gene Ramey on bass, Joe Jones on drums, and Lester Young on the tenor sax. Just before that, we heard Lester Young with his trio of Nat Cole and Buddy Rich and The Man I Love. A couple of chances to hear Lester Young playing ballads in which he shone in his way, to put it mildly. We've been listening to Lester Young with various piano players over the last hour. Lester Young, and by the way, the Teddy Wilson dates, the quartet dates, were recorded one day after the larger group dates. So the one we just heard was recorded January 12th, 1956, and the quartet with Ramey, Jones, and Lester and Teddy on January 13th of 1956, if you're taking notes. It's Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. We have one more hour of jazz to go, and we won't do much talking. We'll let the music express itself for us. So do stick around.
We're celebrating the art and power of music all this month here on MPBN Radio, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Verrill Dana, and listeners like you.
Well, my name is Dolph Ipkar, and I live in Georgetown, Maine. And I grew up in Greenwich Village in New York City. I had a teacher, Margaret Bedford, who was interested in English folk songs and taught us things like The Merry Golden Tree and Oh No John. And everybody, all the parents brought Child's 100 English Folk Songs, a big book. And this was my background in music because I, as far as classical music went, I just could not register any of it. But I loved folk songs and Scotch and English especially. And later when I was doing my art, I would listen to these records by A.L. Lloyd and Ewan McCall, which my husband bought me because he said he was tired of hearing me sing to myself. I couldn't sing very well. Our brother-in-law, Richard Dyer Bennett, was a marvelous folk singer. His songs have been re-recorded by the Smithsonian now. And my song that I remember and has always impressed me the most was The Bonnie Earl of Murray. And this is one that Professor Ives at the University of Maine wrote a whole book about the variations on it. I'll recite it to you. Ye highlands and ye lowlands, oh, where have you been? They had slain the Earl of Murray and laid him on the green. He was a braw gallant, and he rode at the ring. The bonny Earl of Murray might have been a king.
Ye Elans and ye Lowlands, oh, where have ye been? They have slain the Earl of Murray and laid him on the green. He was a braw gallant, and he rode at the ring. Ah, the bonny Earl of Murray, he might have been a king. Oh, lang may his lady look frae the castle door.
You know, they have a joke about that in which they say, Lady Mondegreen. They always joke about that as when you get a distortion of the words that someone hasn't heard right, they'd say, oh, that's a Lady Mondegreen. Because they think it was slain the Earl of Murray and Lady Mondegreen instead of Lady Mondegreen. Well, my name is Dolph Ipkar, and I live in Georgetown, Maine, and I'm an artist.
All of MPBN's Music That Moves Me contributions are archived at mpbn.net, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mpbn.net for all the details.
Because of your financial support, Jazz Tonight happens with help from Maine Antiquarian Booksellers Association, 54 member businesses offering antiquarian, used, and rare books throughout the state and online at mainebooksellers.org, and Jones Associates, providing surveying, land use consulting, and forestry services for Maine landowners. More online at jonesai.com. This is WMEH Bangor 90.9, WMEA Portland 90.1, WMEP Camden 90.5, WMEM Presque Isle 106.1, WMED Callis 89.7, WMEW Waterville 91.3, and WMEF Fort Kent 106.5.
I'm gonna move, baby, way out on the outskirts of town. I'm gonna move, baby, way out on the outskirts of town. You see, I don't need nobody always hanging around. Let me tell you, honey, we're gonna move away from here. I don't need no ice man. I'm gonna get you a Frigidaire when we move. Way out on the outskirts of town. Oh, you see, we won't need nobody. Always hanging around. Children, you know they all better look like me when we move way back of town.
Ray Charles from a compilation you could buy at the post office a few years ago. I don't know if it's still available. It's called Forever. And that was I'm Gonna Move to the Outskirts of Town, a reissue of a recording he made for ABC Paramount, I believe, back in the 1960s. That gets us into the third hour of Jazz Tonight, well into the third hour. We kind of spilled over a bit in the first couple of hours. Anyway, we're going to pack as much music as we can into this hour. Here's a new one from pianist Benny Green, recorded live at the Coomba Jazz Center in Santa Cruz, California. David Wong on bass, Kenny Washington on drums. It's called Anna's Blues.
Thank you. Cruz. Santa Cruz. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We love you.
happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the skies if I can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's because I love you. That's how I am, so what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
That's Rachel Caswell from a CD that came out just a few weeks ago, All I Know, duets with Dave Stryker and Jeremy Allen. That was Dave Stryker, the guitarist. Jeremy Allen plays bass on the other tracks. Intriguing album. I find that I'm liking it more and more as I hear it. Just before that, Noah Haidu, Juicy, from his Momentum CD. Noah Haidu has been in Maine over the weekend. Couple of performances, one of them in Phippsburg. I hope you got a chance to catch him. Noah Haidu, a pianist from New York who's playing with all the right people. This was with his trio, Ariel de la Portilla on bass and McClenty Hunter on drums. Noah Haidu. We'll hear more from him as time goes along. I think he's important. Speaking of important, Benny Green led off that set with Anna's Blues, recorded at a club out in Santa Cruz, California, the Kaumba Jazz Center. Benny Green on piano with David Wong on bass and Kenny Washington on drums. We are well into the third hour of Jazz Tonight. The last track with Rachel Caswell found her in a duet with guitarist Dave Stryker, who produced that album. Here he is from his own CD. It's a tribute to Stanley Turrentine, with whom Dave Stryker worked for many, many years. Each tune on this is something that was performed by Stanley Turrentine. We'll hear one track here, Sidesteppin'. Steve Slagle is the saxophonist in the role of Stanley Turrentine. Dave Stryker on guitar, Jared Gold on the Hammond B3, and we hear again from McClenty Hunter on drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is trombonist Conrad Herwig and his Latin side band, recorded back in about 2007 at the Blue Note in New York. Conrad Herwig with on piano on that particular track, Louis Perdomo, Brian Lynch on trumpet, Ronnie Cuber on baritone saxophone, Robbie Amin on drums, Pedro Martinez on congas, and the bassist was Ruben Rodriguez, who was in this studio here in Bangor, about a month and a half, a couple of months ago, with Bobby Porcelli. What an exciting night that was. That was Tom Thumb, written by Wayne Shorter. In fact, all the tunes on this CD were written by Wayne Shorter. It's called The Latin Side of Wayne Shorter, with the Latin Side Band, Conrad Herwig. Jeff Hackworth, just before that, an alto saxophonist. That's a brand new CD from him, The Heart of the Matter. We heard that old Black Magic. Ed Cherry on guitar, Kyle Curler on organ, Vince Ector on drums. That was recorded just this year, early in January. And we started off with guitarist Dave Stryker, sidestepping from Messing with Mr. T, his tribute to Stanley Turrentine, his former boss. That was Steve Slagle on the tenor saxophone. And this is Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. Coming up in Stonington this summer, besides the Stonington Jazz Festival, which we'll tell you more about, Jerry Allen, the pianist, will be the special guest at that festival. There's also activity going on at the G. Watson Gallery in Stonington. And coming up next month, on Sunday, July 19th, pianist Dan Tepfer will be there with his special guest, Joanna Walfish, a soprano. We got a CD from them a while back, and I thought we'd hear a track from it. This is How You Make Me Feel is the tune. Joanna Walfish doing the vocals, Dan Tepfer on piano, and the name of the CD is The Origin of Adjustable Things.
This is how you make me feel. I just thought you ought to know. You make me want to run and scream and go dancing in the snow. This is how you make me feel, like a caged bird set free. I didn't know how to fly at first, then you showed me. This is how you make me feel. I was lost, now I am found. You never once told me to keep my feet on the ground. Make me want to wash my hair sometimes, three times a day. And you make love to me in every way. This is how you make me feel. I just thought you ought to know. You make me want to run and scream and go dancing in the snow.
It's coming up on time to make our exit. I'm always amazed at how quickly the time goes when this program is occurring. At least it goes quickly for me. We are leaving with Sean McGowan, who used to live in Maine. This is from his CD that came out a few years ago called River Coffee, and that's all blues, Sean McGowan. Just before that, Joanna Wallfish with Dan Tepfer. This is How You Make Me Feel, from The Origin of Adjustable Things. And if you didn't catch it, the announcement just before, they will be coming to Maine. They're going to be performing at the G. Watson Gallery in Stonington on Sunday, July 19th. That'll be here before we know it, at 7:30 in the evening. If you'd like to find out more about that, you can call the gallery at 367-2900, or you can write gwatsongallery@gmail.com. Dan Tepfer, who is no stranger to these parts, doing some very innovative things on piano with a like innovative singer, Joanna Walfish, soprano. I'm Rich Tozier. Thanks for listening tonight. I hope you enjoyed the program. Back next week, and we'll be listening to Eric Dolphy at the Five Spot. Three CDs came out of that, at least three. That's all I have anyway, but I'll be sharing them with you. Next Sunday night, Eric Dolphy at the Five Spot. Hope you can make it. Have a good week. We'll catch you later.